Volpe, Peraza, Peraza, Volpe, left side of the infield, left side of the infield, Volpe, Peraza, Peraza, Volpe.
And none of that is good.
It's all bad, I admit. I mean, the two miscues we saw in the fifth inning were horrendous. And for whatever reason, the Yankees shrink in big moments against division rivals. But the Yankees lost last night because they scored one freaking run. Like, why did the Yankees lose last night? It's like a rhetorical question since I already told you my reason. They scored one run.
Right. It was all Giancarlo Stanton hitting another home run. But other than that, they didn't do anything.
They did nothing.
But it still can't mask the issue, especially defensively, increasingly defensively, of Anthony Volpe.
Yes. Anthony Volpe, yes. Oswald Peraza. Look, Oswald Peraza is not a Major League Baseball player right now because he's hitting 150.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. His defense this season, whether it's my eye test, whether it's defensive metrics, it's been fine. If Oswald Peraza was hitting 235, I could probably live with him being the everyday third baseman. The problem is no one can play every day when they're hitting 150. So we already know that about Oswald Peraza. And it sucked that he made an error last night. It does. It should have been a straight error instead of a hit and error. But whatever. Like, obviously, when you're that bad offensively, you need to be flawless defensively. And that was a huge error that tacked on yet another run. The Volpe issue is the fact that he's just not that good. That's the Volpe issue.
Yeah, but nobody wants to accept that. And especially Aaron Boone doesn't want to accept that. When you listen to him talk now about Anthony Volpe, it's less, I'm protecting him, and so I'm just being vague. And it's more like he's flat out making excuses.
You know what he is?
Anthony Volpe.
He's Cochraning Anthony Volpe. He's Johnny Cochran. He is the defense lawyer for Anthony Volpe. You like that one?
Yeah, I didn't know where you were going for a second.
When you heard Cochraning, you weren't sure what it was?
Yeah, I heard the thing that goes on your finger and the thing that, you know, hangs.
Do you not remember Johnny Cochran? He's like the most famous lawyer of all time.
Yes, but not how you said that.
Oh, I apologize. Oh, because I did the ing at the end?
Yeah.
I made it a verb?
Yes. And so the second part of his last name plus the ing kind of sounds like a ring. And, you know, there's certain rings that certain guys like to wear. And so that's what I thought you were saying.
I'd say I work with a bunch of dirty people. Because I didn't think that. I just thought Johnny Cochran ing because he's the defense lawyer for Anthony
Now Murphy. You can't not hear it, right, Tommy?
I can't get that vision out of my head now.
When I said it, what'd you think?
I didn't think that, and I'm the dirtiest mind on the show. But now that Tiki has let that out of Pandora's box, I'm never getting that out of my head.
But you like the analogy, right?
Oh, you're right. He's his defense lawyer.
Reese's
right
penis
now.
Butter cup.
He's the guy who has to protect Anthony Volpe. Because Anthony Volpe is talking as if it's not a big deal.
Right.
It's 12 errors. And I know 12 errors is, over the course of a full season, it's not a ton of errors, but it's 12 errors. And 2 years ago, you were a Gold Glove shortstop, and you're supposed to be on this heightened level and getting better, and it feels like you're getting worse.
Yeah.
And so I hear you, Aaron Boone. You have to defend your player. You always do. You never throw guys under the bus. But it's starting to sound like excuses, and that's when it starts to get frustrating for the listener.
It absolutely does. It absolutely does. It is. I think Anthony Volpe is now proven 3 years into his major league career. He's just not that good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's an easy solution in this moment. Like sending him down, which the Mets did for Francisco Alvarez, and the early returns are really good.
Right.
Well, a part of the reason why the Mets were able to send Alvarez down is they had a guy in Luis Torrens who they said, you know what? We could play that guy for a month. And he's really good defensively, and he'll occasionally get a big hit, and we'll live without Alvarez. The Yankees don't have that.
No.
The Yankees' backup shortstop for Anthony Volpe is the other guy who screwed up last night in Oswald Peraza.
And he's hitting 150.
So I think the Volpe issue isn't solvable right now. Like, I would tell you today, hey, if the Yankees could go get an upgraded shortstop before the trade deadline, go do it. I don't think that guy exists. I don't think there are going to be a lot of great options. But during the offseason, it's a very different discussion because then there are more ways to improve yourself at shortstop. But they lost last night's game. While all the attention will be on that error and Peraza's error, they're already losing 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were going to lose.
Right.
Their offense did nothing. And so I thought of the debate we had yesterday. And for those that missed it, we were talking about the Yankees upgrading at third base, which we all agree they should do. I don't think that's the debate. But I was suggesting, wow, Suarez, even though he's not great defensively, even though he's mediocre defensively, he would provide such an upgrade offensively, and I would take an offense that's already good and make it even better, that's more appealing to me than just getting a glove. So Peraza makes the big error last night, and I could imagine that Tommy and your cohorts were like, see, Evan, this is why you need to improve your defense at third base. Is that correct that you thought that?
I did. I actually texted all my Yankee fan friends. I said, you know what? You should trade for Suarez. He can't play defense or run. He's a great fit here. But I think it strengthened what I said yesterday.
See, I don't think it does, and I'll tell you why. The Yankees lost last night scoring one run. One run. So as good as their offense has been all year, they still run into these days where they don't score.
Yeah, because you think back, how did they win the Atlanta series over the weekend?
They scored runs.
They scored runs, a ton of runs, they needed to.
But if they trade for Suarez, let's just imagine we're in a universe in which Suarez is the third baseman last night, not Peraza. And he makes the same error, right? I'll give that to you. He makes the same miscue that Peraza made. Well, there's a possibility that Suarez runs into one and hits a three-run home run. There's no possibility with Oswald Peraza. And whether it's Nolan Arenado or Ryan McMahon, while they're upgrades over the 150 hitting Peraza, they're not exactly God's gift to offense.
Right.
So I think last night just backs up my point more that, the defense won't be better. It'll actually be worse. But you give yourself another weapon so that nights like last night, where you only get one run on five hits and you go 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position, like, there's a lesser chance that happens.
Right.
Because you got a bat.
Right. It's what we said yesterday. You're doubling down on what your strength is. You're making your strength a super strength, which is guys can potentially hit home runs and immediately get you back into ball games. And look, that's why Suarez, I think, is the most enticing from a Yankee standpoint. The other issue with it is that everybody's going to want Eugenio Suarez.
Yeah, Mariners too.
Everybody is going to want that big bat that seemingly is available because you heard him at the All-Star game. He basically said, doors are open. Right. Come get me at some point. And so, yes, it'd be fantastic for the Yankees, but they got a lot of competition for Suarez. And that makes the solution that much more vague because who else is there that does that? That's available that you can get. You can upgrade your defense, of course, but who else is going to give you that powerful bat?
Well, you can upgrade yourself at third base any which way. I mean, Ryan McMahon is an upgrade over Oswald Peraza.
Right.
Nolan Arenado at this point in his career is an upgrade over Oswald Peraza. Basically, everybody is an upgrade over Oswald Peraza. So I'm not even disagreeing that those guys wouldn't make you better. I'm just saying that when you add another big bat like Suarez, what happened last night to the Yankees, which I don't think is getting enough attention. I think all the attention is Volpe, 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 Peraza, left side of the infield. Because Susan was pissed last night. She had every right to be, ripping the left side of the infield. And Yankee fans were pissed last night, ripping the left side of the infield. And it makes you think of the World Series. And I get all that. I understand why you're frustrated. They scored one run. Like, let's just not ignore the lead. The lead is they scored one run. How often do you win baseball games when you score one run?
But it's just one game. So I think while you're right about the Blue Jays, and I guess because it's the Blue Jays and now you're four games back of the Blue Jays and you've lost it seems like every game to the Blue Jays, then the issue is the fact that you score one run, but it is also just one of 162. And the issue, which has been an issue all season long, is Anthony Volpe.
Yeah, but they're not changing that at the deadline.
Of course they're
not. They're not. Like, they're going to stick with Anthony Volpe.
But it doesn't mean you shouldn't talk about it.
Oh, no, we should.
It doesn't mean that Aaron Boone should not, I don't say be harder, because I'm sure he's hard enough, but be accountable for him. Don't defend him. Be accountable for him.
Well, I think, here's the thing about shortstop. So the Yankees very quietly, because they don't want to hurt Anthony Volpe's feelings or his dad's feelings, the New York Yankees should look for an upgraded shortstop. I don't think that's crazy. Yeah. I don't think that's controversial. I think much like what David Stern said yesterday about the Mets, your ears are always open, you're always talking. If you're Brian Cashman and you can get an upgrade at shortstop, you should be listening. The problem is, I don't think there are a lot of available shortstops that are real upgrades. Like, I just don't think it's out there. So unfortunately, the Yankees are in this spot where, yeah, we could talk about it on WFAN and callers can call up and rip Anthony Volpe all day. There isn't an immediate solution. Like, the send him down crowd has to live with the fact that someone else has to play shortstop.
Right.
And right now they don't have a good option.
Right.
Like, again, the Alvarez thing is interesting because the Mets did it and in the early returns it worked. They sent Alvarez down. He has this incredible month. And at least for one day, he comes back last night. All is right with the world. So I get a Yankee fan looking at that saying, hey, wait a second. Why can't we do that to Volpe? You can do that to Volpe if you had a suitable other option.
Right.
Your other option is the guy you're playing at third base who's hitting 150. So if you sent Volpe down just to humble him or straighten him out or, you know, get him going, you'd be looking at a left side of the infield for a month of Yorbit Vivas and Oswald Peraza. Does anybody really want to go down that road?
No.
So
no.
I think that you're right. We can talk about Volpe all day. I just don't think there's a suitable answer.
Right.
Now, would my ears be open to talk to Minnesota about Carlos Correa if the Yankees are willing to absorb the 3 years?
That's just a big number.
I know it is, but right. Is he an upgrade?
Of course he is. Well, he absolutely is. Ronnie Mauricio. That'd be an interesting
one. Oh, you want to do a little cross-town trade?
A cross-town trade.
Who are you giving me?
you can have Volpe.
Devin Williams?
You could take Volpe.
I don't want Volpe. I don't want him. But last night was one of those weird nights because it was a big game. And I take my L, by the way. I'll wear one right now, actually. I got the pinstriped L. Because I did come on the air yesterday confidently telling you the Yankees would sweep the Toronto Blue Jays. And one game, and I'm wrong. So look at that. Selfly,
yes.
I'm putting the L around my neck.
We didn't even have to vote.
Didn't have to vote. Because I get it. I take my L on that. But where I'm also taking my L is I thought that win was going to kind of catapult them, and it did for one day. And I thought things would change, especially against a division rival. And the reality was Carlos Rodon battled. I thought he was better than his final line would tell you, even though he walked a million guys. But the offense did nothing. And yes, the ugly defense showed its head. And what's unfortunate is that it seems like whenever the Yankees play a division rival, whether it's the Blue Jays or it's the Red Sox, this is what happens.
Right.
They play like garbage against their division, and I don't know how to answer that.
Well, and the problem is with all the division games that you play and the ones that you have left, if it continues, what are they, 7 games under .500 right now in the division?
Mm-hmm.
If that continues, then forget winning the division, right? Forget, you know, having a bye. Forget, you know, trying to avoid the wild card that we're talking about. But at the end of the day, you just got to get better at these left side of the off of defense and for the Yankees defense. Otherwise, you're going to combat these same issues as you start playing better teams.
You also need to, like, the Yankees have the number one offense in the American League. We went over this yesterday.
What? It's just this. I get it, but it doesn't mean anything.
Well, it doesn't mean anything. They score more runs than any other team in the American League.
Right, except when they don't.
Well, that was the problem. They're very streaky.
Yes.
They're a streaky offense, so there are nights like last night where against Kevin Gausman, who they saw for the third time this season, it was the best we've seen of Kevin Gausman. They couldn't hit him.
Well, Kevin Gausman saw them for the third time this season.
That's true. You can look at it that way.
That's exactly how you have to look at it.
You can look at it that way. But the Yankee offense can sometimes disappear, which is why I'm not against adding another big bat. Mm. When we say they don't need another big bat, because those were the words I think Tommy used yesterday, they don't need one. Last night's the reason where you say, of course you can always use another bat.
Yeah, but what...
You never have too much.
No, but I think you're cherry-picking here, because when we look at the Yankees and their biggest flaw, it's always fundamentals, base running, defense.
Yes.
Yes, they have nights where they don't score, they don't bully a team around. But I think Suarez is the same type of thing where he's a bully hitter. I know he hits a little bit in the clutch, but he just adds to your strength. But they're still going to have issues, base running, defense, bullpen. Those are the bigger issues.
But you know what? Here's where we're going to fundamentally disagree. And Yankee fans can tell me if I'm wrong, you're wrong, wherever they stand. Not just last year, because I know last year jumps out at you for the defense in Game 5 of the World Series. When the Yankees get eliminated from the postseason every year, which is what's happened every year that they've made it since 2009, their biggest bugaboo is what?
It's lack.
In general, what is it?
Lack of hitting.
Yes.
In the bigger spots, okay, though. They hit throughout the season.
I got it, but stop right there.
But it's just the postseason. The same thing rears its head over and over again.
Not scoring runs.
Yes.
So if you add another bat, you call him a bully. I say he's hit 35 home runs this year. Whether he's bullying them or not, he's still a productive offensive player. If you add another really good offensive player, wouldn't you agree that the chances of your season ending due to inept offense, doesn't it go down a little bit because you just added another better bat?
Not really, because I look at a guy that strikes out 200 times, and when you get to October and you face better pitching, they're going to strike that guy out, and he's not going to hit 30-something home runs. He's hitting 30-something home runs because he's facing middle relief pitchers or bad starting pitching. All or nothing hitters I just don't like in those spots. They already have enough of them. If there was a lack of them and they needed power, I understand it. Plus, he doesn't play defense. Plus, he's not a good base runner. All his deficiencies are the things that the Yankees need help on. So why would you add to your already problems to strengthen something that you're good at, it, which is hitting home runs?
They scored one run last night. There are still nights where the offense doesn't perform. And the main reason they lost last night, the main reason the Yankees lost to the Toronto Blue Jays was they scored one run. That's the main reason. We could sit here all day talking about Rodon's walks. We could talk about the defense in the fifth inning. I get it. I'm not defending it. I get it. They lost the game because they had five hits and one run. You're not winning games when you score one run.
Or, and it might be a little premature for this, is it possible the Blue Jays are the new Astros? They don't look like they're afraid of the Yankees, Teak. I mean, they don't look scared at all. They look like they get up for it.
Yeah, but they're going to have to accomplish something before I say that, before I can concur. Because right now they own the Yankees. This season, 2025 season, they own the Yankees. But until they go to the postseason, get to the ALCS, get to a World Series, perhaps even win one, I can't say they're in love with the Astros. It was interesting because Volpe said something about comparing the Yankees to their opponents or something like that. They really compare themselves to themselves.
Right.
And he's trying to be profound and say something that sounds, I don't know, introspective and we're focused on us. But the reality is your opponents are better than you in the division.
Right.
And so you better start comparing yourself
to
those
guys. You got
to
beat your opponents.
Right. If you beat them consistently, that's a hell yeah, Anthony Volpe. Forget them. We're just worried about ourselves. But you can't beat them. They can't beat the Blue Jays. Period.
Right now they can't. But think about it. We're talking about a five-game sample size. Because remember, they beat them earlier this season.
They
won two out of three at Yankee Stadium. And before that, most Yankee fans looked at the Blue Jays and viewed them as this, they're fugazi.
Yeah.
They're not as good as they think they are and the talent that they have. I think there's a lot left to discover about the Toronto Blue Jays. I was high on the Blue Jays. You guys know that. I think I picked them to not win the division. I picked the Yankees to win the division, but be the number one contender. So I believe in the Blue Jays.
Of course, but...
But they still have a lot to prove.
Yeah, but they're solid.
You know what I mean?
They're solid.
I know they are.
I mean, the top five of their lineup, they're all hitting over 270.
And they have a good rotation.
Of course they do.
Like, the Blue Jays are a solid team. I don't think there's any doubt about it. But the Yankees should not be wilting at their division rivals. And for whatever reason, that's been the case.
Right.